When your toddler drops a bomb on you like, hey, mommy, daddy's friend came over today.
Why did you have that?
What do you do?
It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
You broke into like a little Chucky doll laugh or something. I don't know. Ben and Kelly, hey there. So hey. I've been thinking a lot about this and finally thought, why not get some group therapy advice?
All right.
LOL.
Here we are.
So please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm losing my mind here.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have a four-year-old together, mm-hmm. and he works from home mm-hmm. while I go into an office every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lately, my kid keeps talking about, quote, the friend who comes over to play when mommy's at work. Naturally, I asked my boyfriend, what's that about? He immediately said it's just him telling our kids stories. Like he's created this whole cast of characters and reads in different voices, and that's who our child is talking about.
Okay.
He was so quick and confident with the answer, and he even explained the whole storyline he created, and it sounds sweet and harmless.
Okay.
But here's the problem. My girlfriends are absolutely convinced he's cheating and that this friend is not imaginary. They're planting all these ideas in my head, and now I'm spiraling even though everything at home seems totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
He's very involved. He's very present, very loving with our kid. No other red flags.
Mm-hmm.
He did stray a couple of years ago, but things have been solid since.
Okay.
I don't want to be naive, but I need to be sure without accusing him of anything that could blow up our whole family if I'm wrong.
Oh, geez.
So how do I figure this out without sounding like the jealous girlfriend who's been watching too much true crime? Uh-huh. Help you, please help.
First of all, is it possible that he's just like creating these characters? Let's just... Wow, the way you're looking at me.
What, wow. The glare?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, was it the glare that I'm looking at you with as you're trying to explain this away?
No, I'm just saying, first of all, is it even possible that this is a thing? If we can get that answer, then it's the other part.
Well, he's creating a storyline and cast of characters, but this kid is saying... Daddy's friend came over to play.
Yeah. So maybe
that doesn't seem to match whatever magical storyline with lots of characters he's creating for the kid.
I don't want to justify a cheater.
Right.
Okay. That's not what I'm doing.
I feel like we need to invest in some cameras.
I have.
Like nanny cams.
Been very animated and, oh, look who's coming to play. And things like that when I had, you know, my daughters were younger and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I don't know. I'm trying, and I don't think I'm there.
It's the whole when the kid says, "Daddy's friend."
Daddy's friend.
Came
Who's
over.
This? Oh, it's Daddy's friend.
Yeah, like I feel like if he's creating a cast of characters, where like making a character,
maybe
out
it's
of
not a
doll.
Nanny cam. Maybe it's like, hey, maybe we get a Ring camera.
Yes,
there's been some crime in our neighborhood.
Yes, but cover back doors too.
Oh.
We need to cover all the doors. Because if he's aware of the camera...
Then they'll just come in through a different entrance.
Exactly.
Okay.
We need to cover all the entrances.
Anybody ever have experience with this?
With your little laugh.
502-795-1997 is our number.
I'm just fixated on Daddy's friend.
Yeah.
Like, is Daddy saying that he's got friends that are helping him work? Like his little work elves or something that come over to the house every day?
Daddy's friend sounds hideous. Does Daddy's friend look like me? Or does Daddy's friend look like Daddy?
Maybe we ask those questions too. But describe what daddy's friend looks like. If he
Draw
describes
a
like a bear.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Then I think we're good.
If it's like the bear from
a
Toy Story.
Animal,
yeah, for sure.
Yes. But if it starts, oh, she's like a pretty lady. She's got long blonde hair.
Oh,
something
she
like
looks
that.
Like a princess. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on
Who's Daddy's princess?
Wow. That's coming up next. So your toddler drops a little, hey, mommy, daddy's friend came over today. It's 99.7 DJX. That's what we're dealing with group therapy. And
naturally, you know, she asked if she confronted the boyfriend. The boyfriend was Johnny on the spot with this perfect explanation. Oh, it's story time.
Yeah.
And whipped off this entire storyline, all the characters, all the things.
Listen, there is a little hitch in this, in that he has strayed in the past.
Yes.
They've been on solid ground for a while.
Right.
She wants to find out for sure without coming across as a lunatic.
Exactly. She doesn't want to accuse him, because then that can really shake the foundation that they have now. He works from home.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and we don't know if it's her daughter or her son, I think.
Right.
But some people are assuming it might be the daughter.
Lots of ways to get in touch with us. 502-795-1997. You can call, you can text, or you can just stop by the studios like Jessica did. Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Good morning.
We have our first in-studio commenter.
She came by the radio station to pick something up, and then she was like, okay, hey, I texted in while I was in the lobby. I was like, well, just come on in. All right. So what's your advice to her?
So I feel like because he is straight in the past, there's definitely some questions that need to be answered.
Mm.
And it's kind of odd that he already had a story ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a little suspicious. But also, I would ask the child about details of this person.
Mm.
Because
if
he's just telling a fairy tale story to a 4 or 5 year old?
Four year old, yeah.
There's not going to be a lot of like physical attribute details. But if this child has a lot
of... Good point.
Physical attribute details of this friend.
Daddy's friend has a tattoo on her shoulder.
Then I would think that kid has probably physically seen a person before.
Okay. That's a really good point.
That is a good point.
Yes. If the child can give a detailed description of what the friend looks like.
So you do this away from the boyfriend, right?
Yes.
So
the boyfriend can't prompt any answers.
Maybe if that pans out into something more suspicious, try some nanny cams and
everybody
before you confront him, because then you won't.
That can turn into something.
Yeah. Everybody in the comments on Facebook are mentioning cameras. Heather says, it blows my mind. There are people in this day and age who don't have cameras in and around their home. Get you some cameras, girl. You wouldn't even be asking this.
Mm.
Yeah. And Randy is saying, yes, ask your child what this friend looks like. Also, nanny cam.
Yeah.
You deserve peace of mind, especially if he's strayed before, and you deserve to know who is in your house and around your child.
Yeah, Rhonda's like, believe your kid.
Yes.
Believe your kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Now, Nicole's got a plan of attack, too.
Mm-hmm.
On one of your days off that he doesn't know about, go to work. Come home early because you're not feeling well.
Mm.
And then, of course, buy the nanny cam. Install it in something like a stuffed animal. Place it on the shelf that faces the room where daddy works, maybe.
Jessica, you haven't ever had to do like some FBI sort of ops around some sort of relationship that you've been in, have you?
Probably not for years, but I also haven't really dated much in years.
Hey there.
I mean, it's... I feel like most females have the ability.
Yes.
They have spidey senses.
No, you're very good, and guys are stereotypically pretty dense when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yes, but I think our listener here, she had spidey senses enough to write us about it and ask the questions. So I think go with your instincts. Yeah. Ask for a detailed description of this friend if you haven't yet already. Maybe suggest some cameras for home security.
Yeah, exactly. Jessica, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for our first live in studio commenter.
Right. Our look, phone, text,
email,
come by,
send us a DM, or just show up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Show up anytime.
Yeah.
You've been a delight.
All
right.
Thank you.
That is group therapy.